Good morning and welcome to Perspectives, a public affairs program produced by Midwest Communications of Holland. In the 1450 WHTC newsroom, I'm News Director Gary Stevens.
The newest piece of the Hope College campus taking shape at the corner of 9th Street and Columbia Avenue. This past Tuesday, a block party celebrated the approximate midpoint of construction on the Jack H. Miller Center for Musical Arts. With remarks, Dr. Julia Randell, the Associate Professor for Music and Chairperson of Hope College's Music Department.
There are so many of you who have played a part in making this building happen, and we so rarely have a chance to be all together. I see faculty and staff, students and alumni from the Music Department and from other parts of the college. We in the music department are thrilled to have this opportunity to convey our thanks to the donors and friends of the college who have made this possible. And I personally am pretty excited to meet some members of the construction team that has done the amazing work of assembling the bones of this building and is now beginning to add its muscles and skin. We in the music department have been dreaming about this for so long that it has been almost unreal this year to hear the construction vehicles and see those huge steel beams being lifted into place. We have been seeing it and hearing it, and today we are actually going to get to touch it. And I think when we do, we might finally begin to believe that we are going to have a new music building. This building is going to transform the experience of listening to music here at Hope College. I know that many of you here are loyal concert goers, and we have heard so much wonderful music here on this campus over the years. Now, I love Dimnit Chapel. I love the stone walls. I love the stained glass. I love the feeling of awe that I get when I walk in those doors. But when I go there to hear the Hope College Orchestra or the Emerson String Quartet, I feel as though many of the details of the music get lost up in those cavernous spaces. And I cannot wait to go to a concert in this hall and really be able to hear all the notes. And if that's important for the audience, think what it means for the performers. Where are the music students here? I've seen several. Yeah, good. So I don't know about you students, but when I imagine walking into that concert hall, it makes me want to go home and practice. I'm a musicologist, which means I don't really perform anymore, but I used to be a tuba player, and I have been dusting off my tuba lately because I cannot wait to get on that stage and play it. And I need to be able to make a sound that is worthy of that space when the time comes. Having a great hall to play in has that kind of effect on musicians, and especially young musicians, I think. So what is going to be really exciting when this building opens is watching our students sit up just a little straighter and push themselves just a little harder and pour just a little more of themselves into their playing and singing as they strive to fill this world-class hall. And it will help, too, that they will have state-of-the-art, soundproof practice rooms in which to do that pushing and striving. Beyond the music department, the Jack H. Miller Center is literally changing the shape and the face of Hope College. This building is going to be a key link in the Columbia Avenue Arts Corridor that extends all the way from the dance department down in the Dow Center, past the DeWitt Theater, the Dupree Gallery, the Kreisinger Art Museum, and connects us with the Holland Area Arts Council and the Knickerbocker Theater downtown. And I'm so excited for the artistic synergies that will be able to happen as a result of that. I am also excited that we will have as our nearest neighbor the Martha Miller Center for Global Communications. When we look out our windows and see the flags of many nations flying over there, I hope that will remind us to think of music as one of the most powerful forms of global communication that there is, and to tap into that power to make connections among people across great geographic distances, and maybe even more importantly, right here in Holland. When I picture the beautiful glass lobby that is going to open up right here onto Columbia Avenue, I imagine it as an open door that will draw members of our community into the college. This is important to me, especially for a very personal reason that I can't resist sharing with you today. Many of you probably know that this site of the where the Jack H. Miller Center is being constructed used to be the playground of the Lincoln School. And back in 1980, there was a fifth grade teacher in that school who happened to be friends with Miss Hatt, who was my fifth grade teacher in Ithaca, New York. And they decided to have their classes do a pen pal exchange. I still remember the moment vividly when Miss Hatt handed me a letter from a girl named Ruthie Saldivar, not knowing that she was giving me the gift of one of the most treasured friendships of my life. I still have that letter. I have hundreds of others that we wrote to each other. To this day, I never crossed 15th Street. This was envelopes, you know, I actually wrote her address. And I never crossed 15th Street without thinking about her. And I will never walk into the Jack Miller Center without thinking about the kids who are growing up in this neighborhood and about how we can open our doors and bring them and their families in to listen to and hopefully to make music with us. So we'll hear from Kara Slater, who has been with GDK for 20 years and has worked with Hope on several recent projects. She managed the Hayworth Engineering Edition, the Outdoor Tennis Courts Project, the remodel of the President's House, and she is currently managing Phelps Dining Hall and Kreisinger Art Museum in addition to this project. Everybody tells me that she is a delight to work with and knows the campus like the back of her hand. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm a better project manager than speaker, so please bear with me. On behalf of Go Construction, I'd like to thank you all for inviting us to this event. And as I told President Knapp earlier, if you hadn't, we'd probably be on the other side of the fence staring in at you. So we're really excited to be here and to be part of this project. We love working with Hope College. Today we're celebrating the completion of the structural portion of the building, moving on to architectural trades. I was asked to give you a quick update on the status of construction and what you can expect to see in the next few months. Overall, construction is going great and as planned. We have an excellent team of subcontractors and suppliers on this project, and they're all dedicated to Hope College and dedicated to quality construction. We've come a long way in 9 months. If you drove by the site last December, you saw a lot of equipment on site that had big drills, and that was our Viper compaction, and we pumped in over 20,000 gallons of water, dropped the site by 3 feet, only to fill it in again. But that gave us a great foundation to pour concrete footings in January and start setting the 7.3 million pounds of precast panels in February. We obviously set the schedule before we knew it was going to be the worst winter in decades. At one point, the excavator's equipment broke, and they had to get jackhammers in to get through the frost. So it was a great winter, and we really give credit to those guys who worked through it. I felt really bad for them. The precast panels are 65 feet tall and 15 inches solid, thick concrete. Each one's individually engineered and poured in Granville by Kirkster Precast and then delivered to the site one by one because they're so heavy we can only put one on a truck at a time. Our biggest worry last spring was getting them all here before the state put load limits on the highway, and thankfully, we got them all here one day ahead of the load limit, so phew! This allowed us to keep moving on to the structural steel, and if you haven't had a chance yet, there's a really neat video going on right now, and I know it's on that TV, I don't know about that one, about the last day we had the big crane on site, and we set the large steel beams for the lobby. And we got a GoPro camera on one of the beams, and it's just a really neat video to see. In all, we've set over 250,000 pounds of steel, poured over 300 concrete mixer trucks of concrete, including 1 foot thick concrete on the roof. In fact, last week we had a meeting about emergency procedures in case of a storm, and we all kind of thought maybe in case of tornado we'd just stay in the building. A new steam line's been installed from Gilmore Hall underneath the street. Air handling units are set. Those are the big shrink wrap things you see sitting inside there. Underground mechanical and electrical's gone in. Most of the floors are poured. The roof is on. Interior walls are framed. When you sign the wall in a few minutes, make sure you stick your head in to see the concert hall coming together. You can see the organ chamber and the balcony. We'll have the south entrance open. You can walk in there a little bit. It's really neat to see it coming together. Despite our miserable weather, we're happy to say we've had no injuries, we're on schedule, and on budget. We've already started coordinating the woodwork, flooring, cabinetry. We had a meeting with the organ manufacturer out of Quebec about their installation and tuning schedule. And in the next few months, you'll see the exterior of the building get wrapped up, including the front glass curtain wall. That's going to go in fairly soon here. 8,400 sheets of drywall. We're going to lay the rest of the 231,000 bricks, 29,000 feet of plumbing pipe, and 330,000 feet of wire pulled in 88,000 feet of conduit. Whew, I'm tired just thinking about that. We hope you'll be back to keep an eye on it. Again, thank you for inviting us here. And as much as our team loves hearing the sound of dozers and jackhammers, we're looking forward to hearing better music here next year.
And that's Perspectives for this week. From the 1450 WHTC Newsroom, I'm Gary Stevens. Thank you very much for listening. And join me again next week at this time for more Perspectives.